I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Suddenly it feels like I know what it feels like to be chilling out down there on the Chicago River, checking out the White Sox play the Blues, play the Cubbies, Dougie. That's right, we are coming to you from Glendale, California, and we are coming at noon. It is the afternoon. A lot of people wonder, what time does it become the afternoon and go from morning to noon? That's it. We're here. We've crossed the Rubicon, never done it before. Maybe we have. But now we're, for this week only at least, maybe we'll see what happens next week. We are an afternoon broadcast. We are your lunchtime whatever. We're your lunchtime treat. We're your lunchtime dessert. Or if you're on the East Coast, we're looking at the drive time. We're looking at, what time is it in the East Coast? 3 o'clock.
Three.
And that's just cool. Just getting out. Kids are putting their backpacks on. They're meeting in the parking lot. A lot of high school kids driving to school, meeting in the parking lot, trading CDs, buying weed, and turning on their car stereos, uploading the YouTube app, and getting office hours delivered to them through their Blaupunkt speakers and blasting it. I'm joined by the one and only Naperville's own Doug Lusenhop.
I'm not from Naperville, but thanks. Pretty close.
Downers Grove, I should say. And from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, not Bethlehem, Middle East, wherever that is, Israel, we don't know.
Jesus' homeland.
The land of Christ. Victor Berger from Pennsylvania calling in and with us in spirit and in flesh.
I'm Joe Biden. Sorry,
Vic, do you accept the body and blood of Jesus Christ this morning?
I didn't drink the wine, but I plan on it. I have my coffee, though. I blessed my coffee and I'm chugging it.
Get that wafer. Get the Eucharist down your throat, my friend. I'm going to be baptizing many today. Matt, you are not a Christian, but you subscribe to the you're a part of the Jewish faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am going to announce here today, I am a Jew for Jesus.
There you go. Jesus Christ. So we have a lot of different ethnicities represented in the core four. In the Holy Trinity, it's white Christians. Doug, Catholic?
100% Catholic, baby. The best religion.
We're the original.
The original
Christians.
Yeah, the original stuff.
We started the whole deal. And we never left the path.
I like that. I was forced to go to Lutheran school or church, and one time I went with my friend to Catholic church, and they had the scents. You could smell stuff like that.
Absolutely, we have the incense, the myrrh.
Yeah. I thought that was
myrrh.
They do that because the priest farts. The priest farts. They got to dust them out. They got to drop dust it out.
If you ever want to visit, if you're in the Allentown or even in the general Northeast, you ever want to visit the church I attended, the church I was baptized and received first communion and confirmation. We're going to provide that information for you right now. It is St. Thomas More Church in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You can drive by there, honk your horn, and know that you're visiting a very special place in my personal history.
Do they have a plaque up for you?
They should be. There's a statue being commissioned right now by me.
Wow.
That will be it'll be a spaghetti statue in front of the St. Thomas More Church.
Congrats.
Let us take a call from our Zoomers to welcome them. We have a terrific show today. We have on the schedule our friend who has a new project to share with us, Sarah Squirm. And a new guest of the show, a friend of mine, personal friend of mine, Nick Thornburn from, I don't know.
Islands,
in a lot of ways. Many islands. Gilligan's Islands. Let's do a game. Chris. I think we should do, let's list our favorite Gilligan's Island. Let's rank the Gilligan's Island cast members for Nick when he calls in, okay?
Chris Massey smoking a stogie. What do you got today?
Nice.
Hey. What do you mean? How's it going? I don't support your sister. Enjoying my stogie. I figure you guys like stogies now. So I thought I'd smoke.
Look at you. Is that your garage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a garage door that's glass and a stogie and kind of
and a what do you call it? Fan up there, ceiling fan.
Ceiling fan, I do.
Is this your fan cave?
It is. It's also my office.
What do you do? You
know, I'm actually a TV writer.
Uh-huh. I'm a real
TV writer.
Look at our basic cable, huh?
Yeah, you know, I write on.
What are you writing? CSI.
Well, no, yeah. Actually, strangely enough, I write on some soapy African American shows.
Okay, like what? You don't want to reveal?
No, I can. I've worked on. Actually, work with my wife. We write on. We've written on Being Mary Jane on BET. We've written on Star on Fox, and.
What's that?
Like Empire. It's like Empire.
Yeah, it's like a sub Empire.
And we're just working on a show that's based on the Step Up TV series, like a dance show.
Cool. So you're in the WGA.
I am in the WGA.
Yeah, WGA approved cigars.
Yeah, that's where. How do you think I pay for them?
So where do you start? Do you sit in a room with a bunch of people and go, well, what are we going to do now since all the good ideas have already been taken? We need to mine Gilligan's Island episodes.
I try to reference all your references, but they don't get them.
They try to reference what?
You know, you and no one. Actually, there was one TV writer that I met and we bonded so much over on cinema that it was like match made in heaven. Yeah. It was good. Fantastic.
I love when people call to tell me that they don't know anybody that knows my work. Or right. That they have
one person. Like
Look, that's why I like, you know, that's why we like it, isn't it? It's niche. We want niche.
It's niche. So what are you working on now? You got to draft something, needs a rewrite. You got to pitch new ideas. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're working. But you know, as a TV writer, we're just kind of scrounging for work here and there. It's harder during COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
We all work in Zoom rooms, which is cool because I have a 2-year-old son, so I get to work from home. Obviously, I prefer it. Nice. Better. But yeah, we're working on a show called, it's going to come out soon. It's called Our Kind of People. It's going to be on Fox. It's by Lee Daniels, the same guy who did Empire. But, you know, we work with the same type. We get hired by one showrunner and they like us and they hire us for other stuff. So it's
about
fun.
Caucasian people or what?
No, it's not. It's not about me.
Do you feel like you're in the, like you, it's uncomfortable for you to write for African-Americans?
No, not because, only because it's at first, yes. But then I don't know. It's something that sort of happened. We kind of developed our own niche where we are kind of the, you know, white, we joke that we're like the white people that they hire that won't make any microaggressions, you know, like we're not, you know, stupid white people in that way. And I think we just, you know, like I said, it's not, you know, you can write different voices and you can, but we try to be really respectful. And, you know, most of the time, like the most recent room we were in, we were the only white people in the room, which is cool. And we like it. It's, you know, it's very, get a lot of different perspectives, very diverse.
Why don't you write me a part anyway, huh? I'll be on all those shows. I'll be on any show you want, I'll do.
Oh, really? Can I try to do that? Can I pitch you?
Go ahead.
All right.
I'll be the white dork who comes in and is mean and gets beat up or something. I don't know why he'd get beat up. Hi, Dad. Maybe I'll be like a manager who's a jerk. I'll play a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that.
Do you ever write for Man Caves on the DIY network?
No, I don't, but I would love to. I like a good man cave for sure.
That'd be a cool job.
All right. Well, we love having friends in the entertainment industry. You know, it's great. Great to know that this is an industry show. That's what the folks back at the, you know, the awards ceremonies are talking about when they're taking a whiz in the bathroom in between the presentations. Hey, did you hear the latest Office Hours? Funny shit, dude.
Somebody should get that. Somebody should get those guys on our show. By the way, we're replacing Ellen.
Woo!
Thank you very much for calling in. We're gonna let you go. Get back to work.
Tim, Apple computers started in a garage, so maybe this guy is like a Steve Jobs of TV. Just a thought.
Yeah, right. Have something there, Doug.
Just a thought. You keep in touch with that guy. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to try to, I try to maintain great relationships. You know, I think I've been successful at that. I have people coming out of the woodwork saying, man, it's been years. We should do something together, bro. It's been a while. I don't burn bridges.
Well, Doug and Vic seem a little stiff today in the main shot.
In the main shot. Yeah.
There's,
I think we're leaning back on the drops because there might be a little delay. You know, I'm trying not to go crazy, but
do what you need to do. Shall we talk about the city of the day?
Oh, sure. Okay, here we go.
The city of the day.
City of the day. City of the day. City of the day is sponsored by new sponsor today, Kip Winger's Chip Finger. Are you sick of eating chips and putting your hand in that greasy chip bag? Tired of getting to the bottom of the bag and scrounging for the crumbs? Well, so is Kip Winger. That's why he invented the Kip Winger Chip Finger. These custom fitted, extra long, extra sticky fingers will grab every last chip and crumb in the bag. Just dip your finger in Kip's tacky tar to keep that finger nice and sticky, and you'll be eating chips and playing bass with no mess. If you live in England, our product is called the Oasis Crisp Fist. And if you're into modern punk, check out the Thumb 41. And these chips, apparently, I guess they're telling me, do not work with Ruffles or baked Lays, though, unfortunately. Very limited. The city of the day, look at me, I'm on track here. City of the day, sometimes I blast through it, forgot that we were talking about the city of the day, but I've not forgotten today. City of the day is Montpelier, Vermont. Montpelier, Vermont. And it is the beginning of a new code, folks.
This is code number one, Tim, of the new code. City number one of the new code.
Code number one of the new code. Code number one of the new code.
If there's code any complaints about this code, they go to Vic. That's Vic right. Came up I with did this code. One. I
don't think were there complaints about the last code?
There were complaints on the air.
I complained, I think.
What was the complaints? It was the last week's code conclusion was that it was the Harlem Globetrotters tour. Some year, right?
I thought it was a great code. Not everyone agreed.
Doug was upset with that.
I wasn't upset. Well, I was like, I don't know. Did we ever mention
like talk about
the Globetrotters? It's not really like a thing on this show too much, is it? Or has it?
So what?
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it tricky.
You know,
that's what I was saying last week.
Make now, it tangentially into the show.
But now they are. Now we're talking about them.
Okay.
I'm talking about them. I talk about them all the time.
Who's that team that they play all the time? The Washington
Wizards.
The Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
Generals, the Washington Generals.
Oh, wow.
No, I talk about them all the time.
They're not very good, that team.
You want to talk to Don Jr.? We got Don Jr.
Yes, but let me just say one thing that I find very important. The weather in Montpelier, Vermont, is a high of 59. And a low of 37. Wow, that's extreme.
Whoa.
Cold, cold nights. Let's talk to the former disgraced president of the United States, although I have something to say about that later in the show.
Hey, guys.
His son, Don Jr., is a big part of the media. Don Jr.'s media. He was a good spokesman for the president for a long time and a celebrated author in his own right and an entrepreneur, I suppose. Hey, Don.
Still a very good spokesman. Hey, guys, it's me, Don Jr. You believe this crap going on with the gas shortage out there?
I wanted to bring that up because, you know, this is big news. There is a gas shortage, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not paying attention to the news, I know a lot of people are stuck watching old Vic probably has no clue. He's watching old Beach Boys video.
I just signed up for Boomerang. I've been watching a lot of Johnny Quest. So.
Yeah, he's watching Betty Boop and everybody watching Johnny Quest.
Boop boopy doo.
And but so Don, let me get to the context here. Big Russian hack knocked out a big oil pipeline in our country, my country, where I call home, the great United States of America, and it's causing a gas shortage. Apparently, in the East Coast and southern states, there has been people showing up and finding that there's no gas at their local 76 or Texaco. So, Don, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no gas anywhere. You can blame the Russians, but you can blame old Jimmy Joe Carter Biden for this one, bud. I'm telling you, it's Jimmy Carter 2.0 out here.
Yeah. I remember that. Well, I remember the late 70s when Jimmy Carter was president, there was a gas shortage due to an oil embargo in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. In the 70s, you can get gas anywhere. It's the same crap that's happening right now. I'm out here in the parking lot of the Mar-a-Lago with a garden hose siphoning gas out of there for my own personal usage because I don't have gas to use to manufacture my cocaine.
John? Don?
Sorry, Doug. What was that?
I just had a question for John, Don.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, okay.
Where are you, at a speedway? I thought you were at Mar-a-Lago. Looks like you're in front of a gas station.
Yeah, I got lucky
here. I checked into the show.
I got very lucky here, Doug. I got myself a couple of bags of gas here.
There we go.
And so I'm kind of in the black right now. So if you need any, you know, I got a couple of Walgreens bags full of gas and got some cement. Going to mix some stuff up here pretty soon. So
wait, what are you doing with the gasoline now?
What's that?
What are you doing with the gasoline?
You got to make your cocaine with it.
What?
Oh, okay.
I have not. Yeah. How are you making?
You don't know about this?
I don't know anything about making cocaine out of gasoline.
What?
I don't know anything about making cocaine out of gasoline.
Oh, yeah. Well, what you do is you go to your dad's construction site, you get you a little cement, you get you some gasoline, and then you pour it on the cocoa leaves, and then that makes it into a fine paste, okay? Then you can cut it up, make yourself some cocaine out of that, and it actually has a lot of practical purposes. You can caulk your cracks in your wall with it, and anything you want to do. But you know, otherwise, it's using for coke.
What do you got there? Cigarette? You smoking now?
Yeah, man. I've been smoking. Pretty regular now, but
wait easy now, Don. I don't know if that's safe,
Junior.
I don't think that's a great idea, Don. Well, you got two bags of gas there. I would be very easy now.
It's completely sealed here, Tim. It's
No. Okay? Yeah, don't just worry put the about cigarette it. Out. Go.
All right, Don.
Oh boy!
Oh no!
I think we lost Don. I think.
Guess,
no.
Should we call the police or something?
I would do a Google news search for gas station explosions near
Mar-a-Lago. Bad week for Don Jr.
Thank you for standing up to the bullshit. PP.
Shit. That seemed to do to fail. Doomed.
I'm gonna be in your backyard in a couple of months.
I love you.
All right, who's next?
Madison, our official mascot, had something to say today.
Uh oh. Hope she's not
a bone to pick, probably.
Nigging her buddy, off her,
shirking her duties.
First of all, there's some mess going on in the chat. Oh. Just wanted to give Matt a heads up.
What's the mess?
Things. But I had a question for the
fella. Hold on, time out. What's the mess?
Oh, yeah.
People are still upset about Dionne Warwick?
Oh, boy.
No.
Aaron, what's going on?
Someone's saying some, words that I can't say in the chat.
Oh, jeez.
And then, switching names and pretending
to be other people. Is our moderator not working today? Is that
good? I don't know, but yeah, definitely some not good stuff. I'm just wanted to give a heads up because we were trying to flag Matt.
I'm checking into the situation.
Matt, get on this now.
White supremacist.
But yeah, I had a question for everyone today. I was thinking about, I feel like a year ago, this was a big thing in the news or like on the internet where people were talking about how they don't have like an internal monologue, or how when they like picture something in their head, they don't really like actually see it. And I was curious to see how the Trinity and Matt, if he wants to answer, like, do you guys actually picture things in your head? Or do you just picture the word? And do you have like an internal monologue or not really? Like, I feel like I picture things and I have an internal monologue, but I don't know if everyone's the same.
Doug?
I'll go first. Yes. I think we all have an inner monologue. Mine is a demon telling me negative things all day. And yes, I picture. Well, I give it, give me an example, like picturing what?
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know, I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef-created, dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the Chef's Choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb saman. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50. At factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Well, the example that it gave was like, whenever you think of an apple, do you like picture a real apple in your head? Mm-hmm. Do you like picture a, like a flat picture of it? Like, is it 3D or is it flat? Is it like a cartoon apple, or is it like, is it just like, you're like thinking of the idea of an apple? Like,
I think of an app. When I think of an apple, I think of like the 3D apple and the taste and the texture of it. 'Cause it's something you eat, but it's maybe something that's something I don't eat. Maybe it's more of a flatter.
Okay.
Yeah. When you said apple, I pictured a 3D apple, like a dark red apple.
I'm just thinking about my teeth sinking in.
And that's I was worried I was gonna like break my teeth off.
I had a yesterday one. Yes,
biting into
apple
it
yesterday. I was pretty. I was
thinking of Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter, Apple.
I don't know if this is related, but music makes me see things. Ooh. Like without. Yeah, I forget what it's called, but like I like.
Not synesthesia like, or something
that's it,
like that.
Synesthesia. Yeah,
you're seeing music.
I see things when I'm. Yeah. Not like all the time, but if I'm like laying in bed and listening to something, there's like a certain music just gives me a visual.
Wait, so you're image. Like Beethoven or something?
No, I'm not.
You're like a master genius. Seeing music.
Right. It's pretty
cool. I have so much going on that I don't have time for thoughts. I'm just constantly creating.
I try to
working, communicating.
Yeah, Tim, I try to shut off that voice in my head, and I just have noise and podcasts and music going and dogs barking and helicopters. I fill it with all those things.
My head is Doug.
Sometimes I'll call a chopper to fly around my house.
I do have that internal dialogue going. That's something I've been trying to work on because I'm so negative and like terrible to myself. I'm like, you're an idiot, you dummy, you said something stupid or whatever. And that will like reverberate around my head.
Yeah, I think a lot of us suffer from that.
Trying to talk back to it and like reframe that. You know,
yeah, just absolutely.
You're not an idiot. You made a mistake. Absolutely. And,
I hear Tim's voice thing. in my mind yelling at me all day.
Right.
I have this thing that happens. You ever have this that happens? It's like a hyper awareness of your own existence going on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's like when you smoke weed.
Yeah. But like, I think it's sort of like slightly on the verge of panic attack feeling, but like a little anxiety attack or something where you're just like, oh, I'm actually here alive in Disneyland having breakfast right now. And this is, I'm alive and I'm here. And there's this like that. I hate that feeling. It's like,
knowing that people are watching you kind of thing.
Not I know even that. It's like even it's a level higher than that. It's just like a full like awareness of your body and your breathing and like, not, and that's probably a,
that's gonna be like a good thing,
but yeah. It's like kind of like when you're hyper aware of your own existence is a little unsettling sometimes.
Tim, I know that feeling well.
Thank you.
The example that I heard in this podcast was this girl talking about how when she goes to like the grocery store, like she's constantly thinking about like what's going on in her life, the people around her, like how she looks, yada, yada. And that's usually how my brain is, but her friend doesn't think about any of that stuff at all. And she would just like, she's like, oh, like there's the cereal section. It's not like thinking like, that person, you know, coughed, how close were they? Or like, oh, I'm overdressed or underdressed in the grocery store. I don't know. That's constantly how my brain is. But to imagine like no inner monologue at all, I just can't imagine what that would be like. And I didn't know if you guys were the same.
Ignorance is bliss.
You mentioned the grocery store last week. After a stressful time getting my son to go into school, I stopped by Trader Joe's. And I'm checking out and I'm like stressed out. So I'm like ready to stress eat and stuff. So like, the checkout clerk.
Peanut butter pretzels?
No, yeah, I've got some of those.
Of course
like, you can. But the checkout clerk is like, he's putting stuff in the bags. Like, oh, ice cream. Oh, you got chips here. You got a lot of chips.
He's adding.
You got pizza, fried chicken.
Judging you.
Oh, you got some beer. Oh, and I'm like. And then I'm like, what is he? Yeah, he's like judging me. Uh-huh. And I'm like, at the end, he's like, oh, you know, I might want to party with you sometime. But he's like, the whole time, his like eyes were like just very judgmental. And then I remember like 2 weeks before that, it was like the same guy. And he's going, and he's like, oh, you got a lot of food here. Like, and at the end of it, he's like, how long is this food going to last you? I'm just curious. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like,
first of all, let's talk.
I know. Let's get him out.
What's the Trader Joe's? What's the guy's name?
I know. So rude.
That's no good.
No.
That is my nightmare. That is my actual nightmare.
What did you trade, Vic? What did you trade for those goods? A beaver pelt?
Right.
You need to go to Trader Vic's.
Trader Vic's.
There we go.
All right, Madison. Great subject, Matt. Great
topic. Great to chat with you guys.
Matt, how's it going in the chat? Did you sort it out?
I believe so. I believe Aaron got rid of the offending party.
Troublemakers out there.
Yeah.
I meditated the other day, Tim. I tried it out.
On me?
I meditated. Not about you, no. I tried to shut my mind off.
Do you do it to like a recording?
Then I just started dreaming, and I was just like dreaming.
Oh, you like fell asleep?
I don't know if I was asleep or not, but I just was like, sooner or later, I'm just dreaming.
By the way, birthday, I love birthdays, as you know. I am a birthday freak. I love celebrating them. But we have a special birthday patron over there in the United Kingdom, Bethann McKnight, who is related to the Backstreet Boys. Right? Backstreet Boys?
Is that correct?
I believe so.
By the way, I keep getting these. Sorry to derail the show, but my Twitter has turned into like a spam account. Not my my postings.
Not you.
Like I'm getting tons of. I get this Polka Chain airdrop. What the hell's that?
What?
It looks like another one of these. What do you call it? Coins, Bitcoin things.
I get a lot of messages.
You must have clicked a lot of
DMs trying to sell me real estate.
Yeah, it's a mess out there.
You ready for
what about a new? Yeah, is Sarah?
Sarah's here. Yeah, surprise guest Sarah Squirm in the house.
Sarah's not a surprise guest. I mentioned her earlier.
Oh, you did. I was posting racist things in the chat. Sorry.
Okay, good.
Terrible.
I'm ready.
Sarah Squirm, where are you, Sarah? Are you here in the studio or are you on
the
call?
God, am I on?
Good.
Hey, there she is, the one and only Sarah Squirm.
Can you hear me? Hey, guys, look at you guys, huh? Looking cool.
We're always good. We're always in good shape. I keep getting fatter and fatter.
Good.
No matter what I do.
The four of you guys disappearing in front of my very eyes, actually. I would say you're all getting skinnier and skinnier every time I freaking see you.
I'm not. Yeah. I get eating all these Kit Kat bars now.
Say it again.
Really into Kit Kat bars.
The regular kind or the random flavors?
Whatever's in my hotel. Whatever they put in front of me. Whatever's in the mini bar, I'll eat it up. What's going on here? Yeah, I haven't stolen a mini bar in my bedroom.
I on my hands and goddamn knees, I email Matt and I say I humiliate myself and I say I beg you, please let me come on office hours and promote my new little movie.
Well,
and I made a new little movie.
This is the message out there to the world, the industry that I love, the entertainment industry, or if you've got a anything you got cooking, say come on the show, tell me about it. This is your audience.
Damn, it's cooked. It got out of the oven. It's boiling hot. It's out there. We got to get eyes on this thing. No one's watching it. You know this. You know this kind of stuff. You put stuff out there, no one watches it. Can you believe it?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you someone who watched it. The guy who's talking right now. Yes,
I watched it. I can tell you someone else who watched it.
Is it Mr. Doug?
And he's got these two thumbs up right here. Huh?
I'll tell you who hasn't watched it. This guy.
The Sarah vaccine.
I saw the description of this. I'll tell you, Sarah. I saw the description that you posted on this, and I said, I'm going to pass.
Sarah's being random again.
You know why? The message hit me as I was eating lunch. I mean, and the way it was described, I said, not right now. I cannot.
You've got to be able to handle anything at this point, Tim. Come on.
Me?
Yeah, come on.
No, I'm a freak.
Come on.
Here's the problem. I've said this many times. I can do this stuff. I can't watch other people do this stuff. I can't get it. You know what I mean? I when I'm doing it, it's fun because I know it's all make believe and I know what the process is. But when other people do it, I just assume look this way. But I will
watch. You want me to pitch you on it? Want me to get you to watch it?
First, okay, I'm going to treat you like a real guest, though. I'm going to get you. So, Sarah, how's it been going? How has this quarantine been treating you?
Hell, crap. Everything's crap and shit. I'm pissed off. I've had enough.
This is Biden's America. I told you we should have voted for the other guy. Now, who?
Yeah.
I'm Joe. Tell me about this show. Tell me about this show. Where can people watch it? What's it about?
It's on Means.tv. It's called Means TV.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people are saying, Sarah, what's that? Sorry, I can't watch this because I can't figure out how to get to a website. I forgot about websites. I don't know. I don't want to do it. I don't want to watch it. Well, me and Stevie, it's cool. Okay. It's a worker owned. Okay. Socialist streaming service.
Wow.
Sarah Vaccine is free on the homepage. Begging for you to just click it. You don't even have to pay a cent.
Right. I'm going
and
to do it right
supporting.
Now.
Yeah, you're going to it right now.
Yeah, means,
what does it
means,
mean?
What's, means.tv.
Means.tv.
Yeah. They've got a lot
Simple
of cool
pie.
Stuff.
Yeah. Takes no skin off your back to go to that website.
Start watching now. Look at this. This is like high, this is like the high network. Look at this. I'm right in.
I've only ever watched it like on the computer, but can you get that like on your TV? Can you watch it on your television?
Quiet. I'm watching now.
And Vic, thanks for asking. We're gonna go live. You can watch it on your goddamn TV.
It's a 10-minute piece. We're gonna go quiet for 10 while Tim watches.
Right.
I will be the judge. First shot is very upsetting for me. So.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to pause.
Why? Because I look devastatingly gorgeous. My cheekbones are higher than ever.
I'm impressed with this Means TV. I gotta say, I gotta poach some of your the talented web designers there so I can integrate them into the High Network, which is not a company, which is not user owned. It is a capitalist structure.
Sarah, I saw
right to me.
I saw a picture, Sarah, of you with a cool mask on, and I recognized the VHS shelves in the back. Was that? Were you in an Everything Is Terrible room? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yes.
Were you really?
We shot it. Yeah, we shot it at Everything Is Terrible
with Nick and Dimitri.
Not with them. I just said, hey, can you guys do me a really big favor and let me make a big mess in your space? And they said, yes, Sarah, please. We know that so many people are going to watch this video online.
Thank you for not asking us.
Like it. What? Oh, can I make a big mess in your guys' area and make a video that nobody watches?
Well, how, let me ask you about how did the, how does it get funded? Who's funding the videos?
I mean, dark money. Okay. It's Doritos, Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
Sora.
I got the mask. I made a cool, scary mask that my friend Aris Dio, who makes all the masks for Slipknot, worked on it.
Whoa.
Friend of the show.
Yeah,
friend of the show.
We're in the Slipknot extended universe, I think. This, I like
food. Fellow Midwesterner.
Produced by the guy who produces Chapo Trap House. Friend of the goddamn show. Are you kidding me?
Chris
Wade. Oh.
I saw Andrew Porter's name was on there, too.
Produced by friend of the goddamn show, Andrew Porter, king of producing. I mean, this is the best pitch of a friggin' lifetime. Are you kidding
me? About? Forget who produced it. Nobody cares unless it's George Lucas. Or J.J. Abrahams. Who? What's it about? Is it love story? Is it a comedy? Is it?
is it a
love story?
Who is the key grip? Who is the key grip? Before I check it out, who is the key grip?
Which one is the grip?
They're the
lights? Camera action?
They move around all the C-stands and everything and tape stuff together. Now, let me ask you, what's this about, Sarah?
Well, Tim, and thank you so much for asking, Tim. And you say, Sarah, I can't watch this kind of stuff. It's gross. I'm eating. It's gross.
I'm just saying, you can't watch while I'm eating.
So why you're also not eating sometimes?
No.
Yeah, sometimes.
I've been binging food for. Consuming and then vomiting and consuming and vomiting. And I guess I could watch it while I'm vomiting.
I mean, here's what's it about? You say, what's it about? You know, you've heard of the COVID vaccine.
Yes. Several COVID
vaccines. But what about the Sarah vaccine?
Dead fish, a massive stink.
Huh? And that's the show.
Something to think about. Is it so? When you say it's a Sarah vaccine, it's not a it's a vaccine to protect people from you.
It's a vaccine. Spoiler alert: made of my own piss.
Oh well, then that's not because you did an analog. You said you've heard of the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Sarah vaccine? Well, that makes me think that it's a vaccine to take to keep away from you. You know what I mean? COVID.
Well, when do you guys like some of that, huh? Stop me from emailing you guys all the time. Hey, can I come on the show, please?
Listen, you want me to do a notes pass on your script? I will. I don't want to be giving you these notes now. It's too late.
What about a notes pass? Can you do a better? Can I get a notes pass on the pitch? I mean, Vic and Doug have seen it. I feel like that's a hot pitch.
I'm just upset my name wasn't in the credits there at all. I would have loved
what's
to be a part of that.
Vic? One out of ten. What's your rating? 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10. I give it 10.
Whoa!
There you go. Gonna watch
He's
it again.
He's afraid to piss me off. That's why he's saying this.
Doug, what's your rating? 1 to 10.
I give it a 10.
He's afraid to piss me off as well.
Here's another way of looking at this.
In their booth.
Everything you do, Sarah, is great. Right. And I am your biggest fan. Right.
One of the few people that make me laugh.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
They're the best.
I'm going to have you guys pick. I'm going to have you rank Sarah's special. Okay. Right. Here's your five things. You got to rank these in order.
All right.
Beach Boys, Three Stooges, Chubby Checker.
All right.
Sarasburg. What's the ranking?
I'll tell you what. I mean, you know how many stinkers all of those others have made? Kokomo. You got Joe Dorito era. You got who was the other one, Chubby? You got the Texas Twist era, Chubby Checker. A lot of stinkers in there.
I got an easy list.
How many
for
stinkers?
That.
Sarah's got no stinkers.
All right, Doug.
Goose egg.
Okay.
Goose
worst
egg.
To worst to best. Checker.
No, I can get your own list, Doug. Don't think you're going to be on that list.
Well, I have to come up with a new list of four?
I'm giving you the list. You don't have to do shit. You just have to be honest.
Oh, give me a new list then.
Camping, skateboarding, Sarah Squirm.
He got your ass. He got your friggin' ass.
Making a duet crew videos. Making them. Where does Sarah Squirm rank on that list?
And Doug, before you answer, I won't be mad. I have nothing but respect for you. Okay.
Well, these are okay. First of all, Sarah, before I answer, these are different things. That mean different right. that I get different values out of in my life. But Sarah Squirm is number one. All the other three are ranked at number two. It's a tie.
There you go.
Wow, that's cool. That is pretty cool.
Good answers, boys. Respecting women today on office hours, bad. We are.
I had this joke. I can't remember who I was doing bit with. I was doing a bit with somebody. It might have been 80 Miles. It might have been somebody else. I apologize if I don't credit this correctly, but it's not that funny. But we were talking about the boys down at Johnson & Johnson working on their vaccine, you know? And all they have to work with are Q-tips and baby shampoo. And they keep on trying different like, maybe we can use a little more baby shampoo and put some of these Q-tips in there. That's the only thing they work with.
And get this. I know someone who got that J&J. Had a seizure from it.
Oh, no.
Why the hell would I take a test?
I didn't get there's no problems. With, I was telling Doug before the show, I've had no problems with my vaccine. Mm-hmm. I doubled them up. I get them once a month now.
Tim, I did a black and tan. I got the Pfizer and the Moderna.
Very good. All right, Sarah. Memes.tv is where it's at. I think you need two networks. Memes.tv, HighNetwork.tv, and HBO Plus so you can watch Sopranos. HBO.
Please,
Max.
Everybody, watch and please watch Sarah Vaccine on Memes.tv. And Tim, I will be waiting for your notes and I'm going to give you 48 hours. And if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to email Matt and beg to come back on to check in to see if you watched it.
And let's get the audience. Who cares if I watch it? Maybe I will. Maybe I probably will. What's wrong with you? I probably will. A lot of people saying I will. I'd love to, but what's important is the thousands of people watching watch it. That's what we want. I mentioned this Beatles podcast last week. One Sweet Dream. The woman that runs that show, she wrote me and said, wow. We got a nice little bump. Jeez. We appreciate it. How do you like that?
That's the office hours bump.
That's what it is.
All right, please, thanks, everyone, please make the office hours bump real and watch it, or else I'm going to do something really bad.
I don't want this, I don't want an office hours bump that looks like, first trimester Shira. Bullshit. I'm talking, I need twins.
I want a hockey stick growth.
In month nine. twins in month nine type bump. All right, Sarah.
All the Bye, guys.
Took me a while to
Sarah,
decode that, that riddle, Tim. I like that.
Bump.
When's your birthday, Sarah?
Me?
Yeah.
You guys missed it. You missed it, March 7th. Didn't hear a peep from any of you, by the way.
Nah, we'll get you next time.
Did you hear a peep from me?
Yeah, I did. I'll give it up to Doug.
We pretty much have the same birthday.
When that comes around, okay? Keep me in the loop. Well, all right. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.
Funny you should mention that. You should mention
Bye,
that.
Guys.
God, cats were mating outside my window for a half hour last night.
They were doing what now?
They're mating in my neighbor's yard. So I went out. I thought a coyote got a cat at first, and then
did you get aroused?
I figured out what was going on. Yeah, I opened all the windows and got the camera out.
What was the cat's penis situation like when it's fornicating? Is it spiky?
Is it barbed? One of those, yeah, is it a barbed?
I think it's one of those. Yeah, and that's. I think it's barbed. Like when they're done mating, they unless I'm mixing up the cats and dogs, but they lock and then they go ass to ass and they walk around like this to make sure that the things are that the sperm's going in and no predators.
That's exciting.
Isn't that kind of cool? Yeah.
And then the sperm goes in.
It's fascinating.
Jump up and down there. It is fascinating. Stinky.
Then the penis falls off and grows a new one, or does it stay in?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Disgusting. Apologies to my younger audience for that talk.
Biology.
Matt, is there any chatter about what's going on with my image?
Yeah, I mean, we never addressed it.
Hey, Tim, can I say something real quick? Or
floor is yours. The floor is
yours. You were talking about being grossed out by Sarah. Sarah's video, perhaps. You know,
yeah.
Do you know what the one thing that almost made me barf when I was editing it on Tim and Eric Awesome Show?
I know what it
the
is.
The grossest thing.
Well, do we want to play? Let's open it up to the Zoomers.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Oh, you remember it?
I mean, I think I know what it is. Let me text it to you and see if I'm right. Just texted it to the group. Am I right?
Hold on. No, sir, but that one is gross too. No,
wow,
sir.
Wow, okay.
There's a grosser one. There's something that there's something that is pretty gross.
Let me guess again.
Which I did edit that one, I believe, too. Maybe not.
Let me see if it's this. Is it that?
No.
Okay. I'm out of options. Out
see,
of ideas.
I mean, that's why it's a good riddle, because it's maybe not what you would expect.
Let's take a zoomer
and
see.
It's a deeper cut, too. I'll give you that hint. Deeper cut.
All right. Any zoomers have a theory here?
So I guess what made Doug, from Awesome Show, I assume, right?
Yes.
Zach Washburn.
What made Doug nauseous to edit?
And it was what you were doing. It was your, that's another hint. It was Tim's character.
Behavior.
Tim's behavior.
Something Tim was doing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My first, I guess I would have with eating the hair for the man shake to become a man.
That was my guess, and it was refused by Doug. He said that was not it.
Incorrect. Great guess. But very gross. That would probably be number two.
Thanks for playing, Zach. I think your stream was giving a slapback, so I muted you. Yes, who? The Von Wolf Show.
And if you have records behind you, that's a plus.
Oh, yeah.
We can play that game. We could double up our games here.
Von Wolf Show, you have a...
We also want to play the game, Where Am I?
Oh, yeah, where's Tim?
Where am I? Why am I?
I'm going to say Diarrhea Pants. And I think Tim's at home.
Incorrect.
Yeah, nice twofer, though.
Great, great guess.
Upstairs.
Great guess, I say.
Basement.
On the toilet.
I don't have a basement.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for your guesses, Von Wolf. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Move along.
Anyone
else?
Anyone else?
Move along, doggy.
All right. Mark Loeffler.
Let's do rapid fires. Rapid fires.
Mark Loeffler, what's your guess?
Is it the
Mark
food?
Mark Knopfler's calling in?
Yeah,
Mark Knopfler. Yeah, that's me from the Dire Straits, taking a little break.
George.
Look, there's
he knows all the chords.
All the chords.
I hate that.
Thing. It's a strictly rhythm.
George knows all the chords.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Is it the food,
you have
too?
A record? You have a vinyl up on your wall there, too? You have a record?
I do. It's I have a couple. Record. And then I have my rest of my collection over there if you want to play the
Yellow
vinyl.
River Boys up there?
No, unfortunately.
What is it?
Is it a specific?
It's Mr. Neil Young, his self-titled.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
That's the only record you have on your wall?
No, there's a couple more. There's Pyromania and what else?
What do you Asia. What do you live at the rock and roll? What do you live at Hard Rock Cafe?
I do.
What do you live in a diner?
A
Johnny Rockets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your guess?
Is it the food tube?
No.
No. Oh, well.
You want to guess where Tim is?
Tim is still in Disneyland.
Great guess.
Disneyland Hotel.
No, unfortunately, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not. Should I reveal my, reveal my backdrop?
Well, that's a good idea. Wait, you want me to show the picture? Or
you're going to cut out? You're going to cut off
I'll take the...
the image out from behind me. How about that?
Now I'm getting excited.
All right, let's take a guess while you're doing that. Galloway.
Unbelievable.
No, we're not supposed to, but he looks like Phil Collins.
Oh.
Look at that.
Me?
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking Galloway. The Jackie Chan beeping. Maybe the beeping was like the right frequency that made you want to throw up.
I'll tell you right now, that's got to be a negative, right, Doug? Because you were not listening. He said something that I was doing, like me as a person was doing.
That's a negative. Tim is right. That is not the one, but that's an interesting guess. Interesting guess.
Fucking, I thought it was creative, but fuck.
And where am I?
A hotel in Bahrain.
Yes, correct. I'm there to solve the Middle Eastern gas crisis and the Palestinian issues.
Thanks, Phil Galloway.
Speaking of that, Tim, what happened with the gas thing? Somebody hacked? How did they hack gas?
These Russian hackers called DarkSide. They're like a group of Russian hackers who hacked into this oil refinery. Now I'm getting into kind of talking out of my ass territory here. We could easily find the answer to this if we had a news broadcaster on as a salaried.
Let's do one. Let's
I just
do
want
one
to hear
more
your hearsay version of it. Right. You know,
yeah, it's some gas refinery or some pipeline that basically distributes the gas and the oil to the whole like East Coast, I think.
Okay, so they reversed it. So they send the gas back to where it came from, or what?
No, they took the. I don't know if they actually took the operate thing offline or they penetrated some part of their network and maybe they're shutting it down preemptive, out of an abundance of caution. I don't know the details on that, but I know they had to stop and it immediately caused repercussions of people not gas not getting to the gas stations in a lot of places. The supply chain is dangerously short, you know, like you could... I mean, we know this. You can like kneecap us pretty quickly, but they said it's going to, I think the latest is they're going to get it back online by this weekend. But you know, the toad, the subhuman Ted Cruz, tweeted about it today and said, this is what happens. He said something like, there's the Green New Deal for you. About this story, and it was just like fuck off. Well,
what does he talk about? That's why I bought an extra Tesla. Now I got three for my fleet.
But how does he like? What this has nothing to do with any of that shit. Unless I'm wrong. Does someone prove me wrong?
Yeah. How does that? Oh, because they canceled the one pipeline. Remember that one that was coming down from Canada?
The Keystone.
That was part of the Green New Deal, correct? Or in there?
There's no Green New Deal. The Green New Deal is just a piece of legislation.
Right, but in their logic, that was part of it.
So should we have more pipelines so that when we get hacked, we could just switch over to valve number two and have that pipe flop flowing through? God, man.
Tim, you hear about this new theory?
Crude down the Colorado River. Hey, why do we need a pipe at all, man? Just send her down the Colorado River.
I was going to ask if you knew about this new conspiracy theory that the Earth isn't like when you drill down, it's all oil. It's oil earthers. It's not filled with molten iron. It's just oil. We're filled with oil, the whole Earth.
My question is, why can't we get a pipeline from east to west that's a water pipeline? Let's send some of those flood zones out. You know what I mean? Get the flood zones, get the California to get their water.
Reroute the floods into aquifers.
Hello.
Now that's smart. Hello.
Hello. We know how to do this now, so let's do it. All right. I see a Santa Claus is joining us from the North Pole. Santa?
Santa has a guess.
Hello, my son.
Yes, have I been a good boy?
You've been a very good boy this year. I've got it for sure, because I know this would gross Doug out the most. Was it from the I Want to Be Touched chicken wing? Hammering in and out of your mouth and spitting milk all over the chicken wing bones.
That's not it, but there's a lot of gross stuff that happens on that show, but that's not the one.
You're wrong, Doug.
I'm wrong. That is the grossest part.
It's his opinion. It's not your. It's not a fact.
Hey, you're wrong. Can I ask you about? I got a music thing related to The Sopranos.
Okay.
I thought we were playing a game here. What's going on?
I know. So look,
Santa Claus.
The theme song.
Santa can do whatever he wants.
The theme song is by a band named A3. Have you guys listened to the rest of that album?
No, I think we were talking about it once, right?
I was talking.
You guys have talked about it. The whole album is this concept album of this super weird religion that they've created. really? And that song is just one of them, but it has a really good cover of John Prine's Speed of Sound of Loneliness on it. I think it's the second track. On it. It's a really weird album. I'd recommend that anybody check it out. It's a good driving album.
The album.
The album's called Exile on Cold Harbor Lane.
Huh. Whatever happened to that band?
They put out a couple of follow-up albums and they stunk so bad. But I'll tell you, that one particular album is a surprisingly good listen. I would recommend giving it a track or two. And Vic, right. I just want to say, I've been listening to Late Enough to See the Moon a lot lately. And I think that your voice on it on a bunch of times sounds like a perfect median of all the Beach Boys from Pet Sound.
Whoa.
It cuts to a through chord that I really like. I'll let you guys be. Awesome. Love you.
Wait, real quick. Are the rest of the songs on that album, do they sound like that Sopranos theme song? Because that song's terrible.
They have something like that. I think... There's no way it's a good band. It's just bad. From like 99, so I think it's got a little bit of that. But they're British, and they got their start by like doing music over old like Howlin' Wolf tracks at British clubs. So I think they had a little bit of the like
Party like Moby
thing, like cool. Moby exactly.
that's our scene.
I like Moby's restaurant.
It's not like Moby. There's a couple of good tracks in there. Peace and Love. I'll let you guys be.
Peace and love.
Interesting.
Please enjoy your time away from all the children. This is your time to just chill and be by yourself and enjoy life. Thank you, sir. What's up, Matt?
You want to get serious for a second? You want to talk to somebody in Israel?
Let's get Sirius XM to buy this show.
Maybe he can broker that too.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, coming in loud and clear. Identify yourself.
I am Alon. I am currently residing in Jerusalem, which is everyone's booing me in the chat.
We have a boo anybody on my chat, you son of a bitch.
Don't look at that chat.
We have a live correspondent coming in from a hot zone in the world right now.
Yes, I'm calling.
What is going on in your neck of the woods? Anything unusual?
So, I mean, basically life is going on the same, even though we're like in the middle of a terrifying war. In Jerusalem, like I live right by the old city, and like sometimes I can hear like shouting, fireworks. Like it's the most stressful like sounds you can experience like in your everyday life. It sounds like people are just suffering. But other than that, it's really, really stressful. We kind of got over Corona things.
Are you a student? Are you what do you do for
work? Yeah, I'm going to start college next year. I'm a line cook, a musician.
How do you come to know me and my work? That's kind of really all I care.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I do have like American sensibilities because I lived in America. So like, I lived for a year. So I kind of got the American influence, like, and I was a teen, so it was really like, you know, grew up to be a little American boy. But no, I got exposed by like, I think hearing about it from Ethan Klein from H3.
Oh yeah.
When I started getting into it, and he's talking about how you were Tim and Eric was an influence. I was like, who's these guys? And like, I mean, as soon as I saw it for the first time, I knew it was something for me, and I really like.
Were you born in Israel and then moved to America and then moved back? Or did you?
Yeah, I was born in Israel. I was born in Israel until I was 14. I lived in Israel. And then I lived for a year in America and came back.
That's a big deal for a kid to move.
Oh.
He's 14 to another country. Oh. Why did that happen?
It was my dad's work. He's like a professor, and he had like some. I know, right? You're telling me, Maron. so it was it wasn't easy, but hey, I don't know, it's all for the best.
So where are you at with this whole conflict? I mean, you are Israeli citizen. Yes. Where is your compassion lie with the Palestinians?
So if you would look on the axis of politics in Israel, so everything just moved right, like during the last 10 years in the world in general, but in Israel. So like, I used to be like a centrist liberal, but now I'm like considered very left. Because, I oppose the army and, like, Netanyahu's government. Current occupation of Gaza is going nowhere. Things are very, like, and me and a lot of people, like, you're probably going to see people that hold the same, like, ideological thing that live in Tel Aviv. You're not going to see a lot of, like, just the main people in Jerusalem and in, like, other cities in Israel, the periphery, not living in the center of Tel Aviv. They're all very, it's all gone. The whole conversation has gone very right. So
is there a youth movement in Israel that can affect change in any way? Like, cause it feels like I've heard that a lot, that there's a very progressive, pro-Palestinian supportive, youth movement in Israel. But it, mm-hmm. it feels like they don't have a lot of power. They don't have a lot of influence in the policy.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's also like that it's also Netanyahu and his regime. And the people in power are the theocratic right, and you're not going to have a voice and a place to like actually come out as a movement, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like in the U.S. you guys had Black Lives Matter, which was incredible, like how everyone like came together and, so here, that only happens in times of crisis. And then as soon as we get back to normal, people are just repressing everything and trying to live their life.
Yeah, there's no real... I mean, we do that to some degree too here. There's flashpoints, crisis points, and then things kind of return to normal and people kind of go back to, living normal lives. But at the same time, in Los Angeles where we live, you drive by like homeless encampments. And you like huge, terrible living conditions for lots and lots of people, and you just feel hopeless, and you also feel like you kind of block it out. And I'm sure that happens where you are, if you think about the conditions of people living in the Gaza Strip or wherever, it feels like you probably could be aware that of how hard things are there, but you also probably just kind of have to tune it out sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's a real difficult thing. And it's really, America and Israel are very similar in that place where you have a middle class that is trying so hard to just live and blocks out all of that noise. It's all connected, I think. The Bibi and Trump thing was a huge conspiracy. I live in Jerusalem, and every time I go near East Jerusalem, that's like, they don't even have a Palestinian citizenship, let alone an Israeli one. So they're actually like, they can't vote. They can't, you know, and those people are like, I work in the Shuk. I don't know if you know what it is. It's like a market, a bazaar. Uh-huh. Like all the guys around you, they're from East Jerusalem. And like you talk to them, they're like your friends. And you realize like, wow, like this guy is both institutionally and socially being prosecuted for just being born in the wrong place of town, you know?
Yeah, there was a video that was going around today that was like saying how gracious the Israeli military is, that they were letting this guy know via phone call that they're going to fucking blow up his building.
Yeah. You hear that all the time here. You hear about that doesn't make you angry, you hear about people. Right? No, you hear that from people like my age, from like my surrounding. They're like, they truly believe like the whole like, we have a right to be here from God. They're trying to hurt us. They're trying to, which is all like, sort of like, they have a point to an extent. Like, yeah, there is a need for a Jewish state and like, we need to protect ourselves. But like, the mindset is very troubling, and it's very not like optimistic.
Yeah. What do you think the media here has gotten wrong this week? Like, what is the, what have you seen? You don't see it, but what don't people understand here that you think they should?
Okay, so I think what people don't understand, and this is a cycle, and it goes on because you have both both of the sides that aren't willing to change anything about themselves and the way they conduct their society. That's like the general thing. It's like, this isn't like Israel coming in, blah, blah, blah. Like both sides are coming in to like fight. Like I actually saw with my own eyes going around Damascus Gate, and I see like cops armoring up, like armor, riot shield, and you see like cars starting to pile up. Like they're actually coming in to fight each other. And what I'm trying to say is that the American press is, not just American press, the international press is reducing all that. Like, this is a, I'm not a speaker for anything. I'm just like, this is the most complex. Yeah, I'm just a dude. Come on. So what I'm trying to say is it's all thanks to social media. Also, it's all narrowed down to like little clips and like, this is what happened here. And this is what happened here. And there's no like context of like, oh, this is ongoing, like never ending crisis of two sides trying to, it's all being spun around into like, oh, this woman was shot by Israeli forces. And like, oh, like it's all sensationalized. And, someone in the chat saying, isn't Bibi stirring this up just to not to vote, to avoid not getting elected, which is also true. We're, Israel hasn't had a government in the last like 2 to 3 years. We're in our fourth election cycle. It's like the craziest, most undemocratic thing. So we're not even like let alone socially, like just in terms of legislation, we're not even like able to address anything.
What's your name again?
The gist of it is that it's really, really complex and the perspective.
Yeah, Elon. Elon? Is that how we say it?
Elon?
Elon. Yeah, it's Americans can't say it. Yeah, it's the worst.
We're not going to solve this. We have to talk to Nick Thornburg.
Yeah.
We made a deal with
him. I'm sorry.
And he has a
thought. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you stay on? Stay on. Let's bring Nick in. Because I think Nick told me that he is a solution. And I can't wait to hear what it is.
Oh, yeah, solution. Cool.
Yeah, this is so the cool. The Thornburn Accords. Nick?
Someone finally figured it out.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Nick, I'm speaking to a guy. Yeah, I see you and hear you. Very clever. I see that you said to me, I have a solution for the Middle East crisis that's happening right now. And if you'll give me 5 minutes.
I have feelings. I just have feelings. I have no control.
Okay. Just kidding. I'm talking, I'm not watching the show. I'm talking to a guy.
I'm watching. But yeah.
And I'm moved by his story, and it's an important story, but we did agree to have you on. So, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't want to disappoint you. And I know there are priorities. But this guy's in a lot of pain right now, and he needs our love and support. Can you send him at least some love and support? Or won't you?
I will send everyone. Yeah.
No. All right. Look, thank you, Elon. We're thinking of you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Hopefully
with better news about what's happening.
I just want to say.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, Elon.
Oh, wait. He wanted to say.
Sorry.
Hey. No, I'm just saying I'm like a huge fan of all of you, everyone in the room. I'm so blessed. And peace and love.
Peace
and love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doug has no idea what we're talking about here.
I'm warning you. With
Nick, are you there?
I'm here. Nick, I think he went silent or muted or something.
I'm here. I'm unmuted. Oh, there he is. Can you not hear me? Okay.
Nick Thornburg, listen, you should have been on years ago. What can I tell you? I don't know what happened.
Thank you.
That was on me. I apologize, Nick.
Matt shows no respect for our guest here. Like, disgraziamo.
Well, we're rectifying that now, so
I don't know if frankly. I don't know if we can ever make it up to you in a real way.
We do have a hard stop at 108, and it's 107 now, so. just kidding.
Nick, we're gonna do a little thing with you. It's kind of fun. And then we're gonna let you go. What's your favorite your ranking of Gilligan's Island cast member? We thought that was cute because of the island's connection. Do you need me to refresh you on the cast members? You got Gilligan, Skipper.
Yeah.
Okay. Gilligan, Skipper, Marianne. I don't have a list. Gilligan, Skipper, Professor, Marianne, the millionaires. That's two people there.
His wife.
Thurston and Lovey. What's her real name? Lovey. What's her name?
I don't know.
But hey, Tim.
I don't know. Professor Howe or something like that. Isn't there?
And Professor, the professor and the movie star. So Nick, what's it going to be? What's your ranking? Best to worst members as far as characters go? Gilligan's Island.
I mean, you got to go with Gilligan, number one.
Got to go Gilligan first, right?
Yeah, Gilligan's always going to be number one. It's his island.
Yep.
That's
I like don't have a show without Gilligan.
You don't have a show without Gilligan. I would say Thurston, a cool fact about Thurston Howell, the third, is that Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, his dad named him after the character from the show.
No crap.
So that's...
Wow.
That's no get, cap, no cap.
Yeah, but Nick, what about the skipper? Wouldn't you put him number two?
You got to put skipper as number two.
Yeah, right, skipper's two.
There you go.
Thurston Howell the third, who's also a rapper too, actually.
Yeah, but there's what rapper? What about the movie star? She don't you think she deserves to be number three? Or good looks?
Okay,
or?
let's put her at number three. So skipper, Gilligan skipper. Isn't Gilligan the skipper?
No,
he is the skipper.
No, he's the first mate.
Oh, it's right.
Gilligan, Skipper. I think it's up to you, but I think it's the millionaire. I mean, the movie star. It's got to be the movie star. It's
well,
be
let's do it in order of. Let's do it in order of the song then.
Yeah, the order of the song. Got it right.
Skipper
hey,
two.
Hey, Tim.
Movie star. No,
it would be the millionaire. Is he a millionaire or billionaire? Millionaire,
which was a big deal back then. Nick, are you a millionaire?
I'm getting close. I'm getting real close. I think by next year I should be.
Skipper. Yeah. So we got Gilligan, Skipper, the millionaire, and his wife. Those are the two. I think those belong.
What about the boat? What about the boat that sunk? You got to give. It wouldn't be a show if the boat didn't sink.
The SS Millo. Yeah.
Minnow.
It was a. It was a
sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
It was a decommissioned SS boat from World War II, apparently.
It was a Nazi. They were ratlining Nazis out of Germany, actually.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that in the show. To
Argentina.
It was a CIA op, actually.
Nick, I'm sorry. That was a goof. That was a pretend segment we do. That's not a real segment. Marianne. Oh, okay. No, it's a joke, but Marianne, come on.
Do we already say Ginger?
That's the movie star.
That's the movie star. And Marianne's Thurston's wife?
You've seen Gilligan's Island.
I've never seen it, no. Is it animated? No.
You've never seen the Gilligan's Island show?
I've seen the remake, the Harvey Weinstein remake. It was never released, actually.
Was that not, did they not broadcast Gilligan's Island in Canada?
We didn't get it in Canada, no. We got The Littlest Hobo. I don't know if have you seen The Littlest Hobo?
I know about The Littlest Hobo.
Okay, that's what we got in place.
What's The Littlest Hobo about?
It's about a dog, and really, really smart dog, like a shepherd, that goes from town to town every week and solves crimes and... saves kids and things. I have a feeling Vic knows it. I have this sensation.
I don't. I wish I did. But
oh, Vic, play along.
I'm glad I do now. Play along. I have something to watch tonight.
Vic could go like, oh, yeah. What do you think? Vic's going to follow up?
Can I offer another game idea real quick?
What?
It's better than this Gilligan's one.
What is it?
Nick, please rank your favorite corn. Popped, cream, on the cob, or uni.
Well, I got to put unicorn first.
All right. I didn't know where you were going with that one, Doug.
Well, that's why I thought it would be a good little sneak attack.
Can we? Can I do my middle name game real quick?
Oh, boy.
Nick, you got to name the middle. Man. I'm going to give you a rocker. And you're going to name the middle name. I'm going to give you three options. So,
okay.
Johnny Cash. Johnny. Arthur. Arliss. Or R. The letter R.
Arliss?
It is the letter R.
Okay. Weird.
It's not weird. It's just boring. It's boring to
that's
know
like
about
Grimes. That's like Grimes' kid. You can't name your kid a letter.
Right. All right, one more. Vic.
Call that the J. Maskus.
Right, one more.
That's true.
Yeah, well, R. Kelly.
There you go.
All right, Brian Eno. Is it Ono? Is it James? Or is it Peter George St. John Le Baptiste de La Salle?
It's the last one. I don't know if it's the
Baptiste,
last one. I know
Baptiste de La Salle. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
Right. Is that his real name, Eno? Is that
just... Yeah, it's his real name.
Yeah.
That guy was born to do what he does, right? With that name, Eno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine him being like a making factory stuff, pulling levers. Hey, you know, let's go. You know, come on, man. Fucking Brian, you know, today. I don't know. Seems so him. What's your least favorite Brian Eno album?
Wow, least favorite. Probably the Coldplay records he produced.
Oh, I didn't know he did those. Wow.
Yeah.
You ever look at like his discography? It's a lot of records. He made a lot of records.
I was listening to the Rock On Tours. I never know how to pronounce that again, but like they had who the hell was it? Like the guitar player from Roxy Music, and like in the early days, I didn't know this, but like Eno was like nuts about mixing live, and he would sit in the middle of the audience. And everything would go direct, like the guitars and everything would go right into the mixing board, and he was in charge of everything. Like the guitar player had no control over his like guitar sound and everything, just like a
right. He was putting him through his like modular synths and stuff. Yeah, right? I think he was like messing with the sounds.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
What a fun
control
guy!
Control freak,
genius, total genius.
Nick, what are you up to?
Currently not, just chatting, but, I have a single coming out tomorrow for a new album that comes out June 11th. So just preparing to come back, the eighth album by Islands, and it's,
nice.
Yeah. So it's been 15 years. We took 5 years off.
Islomania. How do I say this? Islomania?
Islomania.
Fuck,
it's like a love of islands, you know?
I'm an idiot.
I should have put that
together. You put out a big track last. So this is like a month ago, right? We like to do it with the lights on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the new single coming tomorrow?
It's called Carpenter, and it's a little. It's different. We had a single come out a month ago too, called Set the Fairlight. Also, kind of different. Every song has kind of got its own little flavor, but it's the general theme is kind of like. More upbeat. I tend to gravitate towards sad or miserable songs. So these ones are a little more exuberant and euphoric, I guess.
Is Carpenter about Jesus?
It's not. It's not, but it's going to feel like it when you hear it, I think. It's going to feel that way, I think. Maybe because you invoke Jesus, but...
What is your creative partnership in Islands like? What are you, is it just you, or is it a band? Is it still a band, or what's the current status of the creative relationships in Islands?
It's morphed so much over the years. For the most part, it's coming from me, you know. I'm writing the songs and bringing them to Evan and Jordy and Adam, who've now Adam's been in the band for 7 years, and the brothers, Evan and Jordy, have been in the band for since 2009. So it's a unit, but yeah, it starts with me, and then we finish it together.
How did you make this record? Did you make it during quarantine?
Started it before quarantine in 2019. Didn't know it was going to necessarily be an Islands record. Started working with a producer friend of mine.
Who?
Chris Cody is his name. Great guy. And he had a spot at Sunset Sound. So it was really exciting, you know, to be singing into these microphones that like all these kind of heavyweights sang into. That's kind of what you pay for. It's a place like that. You're getting like the Neumann that Tom Petty used on Full Moon Fever and that kind of stuff. So you get to like kind of try to channel it, I suppose. So started there, and then it started to become a band record, and I kept writing, and then Did it at a few different producers, Patrick Ford and Mike Stroud from Ratatat, and then just started to put it together piecemeal and finished it in quarantine, finished it recording and mixing and stuff. So
did you do that? Like, at what point do you like, you know, move from the studio to like, now it's your, you have all this stuff and you got to go through it and edit and do all kinds of, you know, mixing and stuff.
Yeah, we did it. So the brothers came down, they live in Canada. So they came down in the fall of 2019 and we recorded. And then Patrick Ford, the other producer, went through everything and just started to make kind of sense of it. And because this is a much more, yeah, we made this record slowly. And so it's very, there's lots of little moving pieces as opposed to like getting into a room for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and right, banging it out. We tried to like make every little detail intentional. So
are you going to be out there in the world playing music this year?
We have some plans to, yeah, soon-ish.
Not breaking news though.
It hasn't been announced yet, but we're getting some holds, as they say. So
what about the last time you saw me?
That would have been in January, I believe, at Nithia's show, right? We did. Yep. You did a benefit I helped organize for a city council candidate. Yeah,
and you know what you happened? You introduced me to someone, Bedouin.
Yes.
Who then introduced me to her label, who put out my record. So we don't have my record without you in the mix.
I'll take it. Was
you didn't get any special thanks or anything. It's just the facts.
Yeah, you didn't even send me a copy of the vinyl.
Oh. I don't have your address.
Oh. You have my address.
I do. I have your email address.
they did a great job with it. It felt like they handled it really well. And
yeah.
So that was...
They're great people. Space Bomb.
Thanks to me.
How do you keep busy when you're not promoting your record these days? Are you you're in town, right?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
That's what we call it.
I have little creative projects. I'm always writing. So I just keep busy, and then, you know, been reading and writing and.
Yeah, you made a movie. Well, it's been years now, but the That Dog.
Yes, we made a short. You and Michael Cera and Andrea Riseborough and Mark Proch.
Yeah, when are we going to see more of that from you?
Hell of a cast. I don't know. It's expensive to make stuff, so it hurts my heart that I haven't made anything else. But I had
Maybe you should hook up with Memes.tv.
I would like to. Yeah, maybe I should.
Memes.tv. That's it.
Yeah, I'll hit him up. I'll even.
Doug?
Yes?
Do you have anything for Nick?
Well, I had that great thing about the unicorns a while ago. And since then, I was just kind of letting you guys... Well, maybe Nick can take a guess at which Tim and Eric skit made me gag. Get back to that. Because people are dying to know. People are dying in the chat. They're freaking out. They need to know. Have you ever seen Tim and Eric Awesome Show? Great job.
Have I? Yeah, of course. Yeah. which show, which skit? Do you mind if I call it a skit?
I prefer skit.
Which piece? I don't know. Do I have to guess?
Just pick any piece from that show. Can you name one?
I think there's one where he has a diaper, Alan Thicke, maybe.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty gruesome.
The Napple?
Yeah. No, didn't he have diarrhea? I don't know.
Well, there's the diarrhea Fram, which I wrote, but that's not it.
is it diarrhea related?
No. Okay, there's a hint. No diarrhea.
Nick, do you want to take a stab at where I am?
First of all, I want to thank you for accommodating my schedule and doing this today at a later date too. I appreciate that. I know where you are. I know where you are. So,
okay.
How's it going?
We're
going
to reveal a new clue by opening a window here. See if this changes the game for anybody. Does that help? That should help, right?
You're at the Americana.
Well, you know where I am, so you can't.
Yeah.
I'll do a full reveal.
Someone actually, Austin Diamonds has a question for Nick.
Okay. We'll take a Nick, will you take questions for from our audience or no? Is that just was that not
Yeah, sure.
Don't you go by Nick Diamond sometimes? Is Austin Diamonds a reference there? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. Yeah, I occasionally do. Yeah.
Hey Nick. Huge fan.
Oh, wow.
I was actually wondering, some people might know you did the theme song to Serial. I was kind of wondering how that came about.
Which one? Honey Bunches of Oats or Chocula or Cheerios or another cereal?
I did them all. I was the cereal guy for a minute. That came about through through a producer at This American Life named Jane Marie, who just recommended me. It was just a thing, just a kind of random ask. And it was obviously before the show was a show. So I just did it kind of real quickly, not knowing really what it was going to become. But yeah, it became kind of slightly popular.
Slightly popular. This wasn't I Want to Hold Your Hand or anything. That's
just... No. I mean, kind of it was, but
I guess a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you watch Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live?
I did. I hate watched it. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. He's hilarious. He's a hilarious delivered. Guy. I like how he undulates when he talks. Love the new Van Morrison. I'm in the tank. I'm in the tank for Van. I think
he really good ideas.
Good politics for sure.
I think he might have just lost his lid. I think he might have like gone nuts because I was listening to the full album is out now, and what's the first song on the record? It's got like a Wesley Willis vibe to it.
Oh yeah. That hat is on too tight. I think that fedora. Is.
I haven't seen light. I wish I can't really do it. Yeah. Have you seen everything about this is insane. The cover of it looks like something that's like the Gap put out a playlist or something.
Yeah.
Like random graphic.
It's
the first song is called Latest Record Project.
yes. And well, he did that Bang Records. Did you ever hear his?
Wait, hold on. Can you hear this? Have you got my records project? Yeah, his first song says, "Have you got my latest record project?" And that's all he's singing to it. It seems he's like
right, kind of a nut. Right to the point. He's a bit of a straight shooter, I guess.
You got that song, then you got Where Have All the Rebels Gone, Psychoanalyst's Ball, No Good Deed Goes Unpunished, Tried to Do the Right Thing, The Long Con, Thank God for the Blues. That's a fun song title.
I saw him at the A's.
You're talking about that record he put out to get out of his contract?
Yeah, that was a funny record.
Yeah.
I mean, Have a Danish. I saw him at the Ace a few years ago and he looked like the neighborhood watch guy. You know, that guy with the glasses and the,
oh yeah.
He looked like he was
gruff,
like a peeping
gruff, the, crime fighting dog, right?
Not the crime dog, but the guy when you see like, it's like an image representing like a criminal basically.
You know what somebody like pointed out? Somebody pointed out that, it was a YouTube video I watched. It was, that in 40, whatever it is, 40, 50 years of Van Morrison making music, this is a guy from Ireland who's grew up under the oppression of the English government and, you know, has saw so much, especially, you know, 20, 30 years ago, saw so much oppression and terrible things happening to Irish people. Guy never wrote a protest song about any of that. Never
until now.
Dipped his toes into... Like the things that were happening to his people, And now it's the grandpa's found Tucker Carlson. And he's just like obsessed. It's some weird shit.
Yeah. Did you hear the gotta Facebook be careful, song? Tim. You get old.
I know.
What's the Facebook song?
Why are you on Facebook? You can play that one, Vic. Do you have it?
Wait, I'll pull that up. I got this. I got Stop Bitching and Do Something. Stop bitching. Do something. That's it. That's... Stop
bitching. They're all like preloaded garage band sound.
Right. Did you say it sounds like an AI made the whole album?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nick. I know you're a big recent Van Morrison fan. You don't
call yeah, I like his later stuff. Yeah.
He could have had like a cool, like, I mean, he did have sort of a late period, you know, with his Irish, like Chieftains records and stuff and everything. So I don't know. It's a little weird. Why are you on Facebook? Like, are you going to go see him in concert and have to do Why Are You on Facebook?
I'll never see him again.
No.
He also sounded like he drank a quart of milk before he got on stage. He has that like...
When you saw him live?
Yeah. And on record, you can kind of hear that milky... It's got a milky voice.
I mean, a lot of people don't like his voice, you know, but I got to say, he does sound like... The one thing about this new album, he does sound consistent. He sounds like Van Morrison. He didn't like... His voice hasn't really changed.
No, true.
All right. I think we have to go because the show's over, right, Matt?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, it's Mr.
Nasty. We've ran through our plan. Our plan was to do the show today, and we did it.
We did it. Thanks, Nick. I wanted to someone had a quick little message after Nick, but let's say goodbye to Nick first.
Well,
thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nick.
Tim.
Appreciate it.
Nick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Back. Maybe you can be in my studio. We could jam together.
I'd love that. Yeah, we got to make another.
I don't mean jam. I mean like work. Make a song.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, Tim.
I got to go.
Bye, guys.
Yep.
See ya.
All right, see you, Nick.
Would it be annoying to not say what the bit is? Or do we have to say, sign up for After Hours and I'll tell you there? Or never say it.
No,
ever.
I'm a magnanimous guy. We can reveal that today.
Let's get one more guess.
One more.
How about a couple speed guesses, real quick?
There's someone has a little quick message she wants to give. Sparkle Forest, take a guess, then give your quick message. A dreaded baseball. Are you on Sparkle Forest?
Yeah. Hello. Hey. Can you hear me? Hey. What's up? I just wanted to announce. So Abby Mark. A friend of the show, as you guys know, I found out of her through you guys. Her Gaza Fights for Freedom documentary is now free on YouTube. Out of solidarity for the Palestinians. You can only find it through going to Empire Files, their channel, because it's been shadow banned already quite a bit. So that's my announcement, and I really recommend it.
We love Abby, and I'm sure it's a fantastic documentary, so check it out at empirefiles.com. Is that right? Or
At their YouTube channel, you can find it there. And I want to thank you, Tim, for introducing me to her. I work for her now, and
cool.
It's awesome.
I introduced you to her, and now you're working for her. I mean, this is terrific.
Yeah,
this is unbelievable. Perfect. The power I have.
I have a job. Thanks, Tim.
I'm a job creator.
Trickle down works. It's amazing.
Any guesses on where I am?
Shucks. Are you in the Big Apple?
No. Okay, Doug, what was the sketch?
I'll play a little bit of it.
My dad lets me eat my bugs. Oh, yeah. That is terrible. Yep, it's disgusting.
My dad lets me eat my boogers.
My bugs. My booger.
And how did you... There it is right there. Oh. Now, what were the boogers made out of, Tim? That part where you push it out of your nose.
That will be revealed on After Hours.
That will reveal on Office Hours. That's too valuable, that information.
Are you going to reveal where Tim is?
Matt, can I have 5 minutes and I'll see you guys at Office Hours?
Sure. Are we going to tell anyone where you are?
Nah.
We have to get on After Hours.
In the After Hours.
All right.
That is how we... Reel them in.
See you on After Hours.
Bye.
listening.
Wake up. Wake up.
I write just for you.
Wake up. Wake up.
But others hearing this may find.
I go to court when I have to.
Argue. I'm friends with George Bush.
What do you mean I ain't kind?
Leah?
Just not your kind.
Are you not seeing what I believe? I only give them facts. If they believe quite otherwise, it still will have impact.
Can you put a price on peace, on peace, on... What do you mean I hurt your feelings? Got nothing better to do. What do you mean I couldn't be the president?
Piggy, 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 Mother.